Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We'll wish Giannis a happy birthday coming up later this hour. Also still to come, our Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood joins us at 3:48, followed by Brendan Haywood, former NBAer now with NBA TV and Sirius XM NBA Radio. He'll join us at 4:48. We had some breaking news there during the break concerning your Green Bay Packers, and it's not good. Again, it's Kevin King going to the IR, assuming for the shoulder injury that kept him out last week. And it's Dimitri Goodson activated for the Green Bay Packers from the IR. This is not good. This is not good, to say the least. You're not without the guy who quickly became your best cornerback.
I don't know. I think Demarius Randall was playing better than he was. But look, it hurts because you don't have that big physical guy necessarily. I mean, Devon House tries, but he is what he is at this point. Devon House isn't going to become a Pro Bowl player anytime soon, I don't think. So he is what he is the rest of the year. Now you really need, you know, Demarius Randall stay in that slot and play well. Dimitri Goodson, I mean, me personally, he could have been off this roster 2 years ago. Wouldn't hurt my feelings any. I have no idea why they've been hanging on to this dude forever. It's got to be, obviously, they see a bunch of athletic ability and just waiting for it to all work. And if it works, he could be special. So hopefully it works or clicks at some point to justify keeping him this long. Hawkins, I mean, he looked good in preseason, right?
He's just a guy.
Yeah. So does it affect the defense? It probably affects the defense. I don't know. How big of a loss do you think it is, Gary?
I think it's a huge loss, even though Kevin King was playing with one arm. And I think it hurts your depth. Now you're going to put Randall, I mean, because Randall, to me, was flourishing in that slot role. Now you probably got to put Randall on the outside. And that's not a good spot. Well, he has not played well on the outside. He's been playing very well on the inside.
Right, in the slot.
Now you're taking him away from that and you put him back on the outside where he wasn't playing very well.
But don't you have to leave him in the slot?
Well, I would think that you would, but I don't know. I mean, you know, it all depends on how their chart set up and where you want guys to go. You know, and it all depends on how often, because you got to have him on the field. And so I don't know what Cleveland's offensive sets are like. I mean, if they don't use in a whole lot of 3 and 4 wide receiver set, then he's not going to get on the field. And he's probably better than – who's the other starting corner?
House?
You got House, and who's the other one?
It would probably be Hawkins.
So he's probably better than Hawkins.
And then Goodson, obviously. Who?
By the way, Bob McGinn just tweeted out he was put on the IR because of a back injury, not the shoulder.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We never know.
They're just so
with
weird.
The Green Bay Packers.
You don't.
It's probably, he was probably put on IR for a toothache.
It's a brutal game, though. That much we do know.
No, it is.
And it was an especially brutal game on Monday night between the Steelers and the Bengals.
Yeah,
and a couple of suspensions came out of that. George Loka for the Saints, their DB. And who was it for the Steelers? Oh, yeah, Juju Smith-Schuster for his hit on Vontaze Burfict.
Mm-hmm. Nobody was disappointed on that.
No.
Nobody likes Burfict in the league, I don't think.
That's the dude who lived by the sword and died by the sword, yep, so to speak. But was Monday night the type of football that you like to watch? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. I think I'm a hypocrite with what I'm about to say. That is the type of football that I like to watch. And every safety measure that the NFL takes when it comes to changing the rules, changing equipment, I'm 100% behind it. These are human beings under those pads. I don't want to see anybody get hurt or die or be affected by this for the rest of their lives. But at the same time, Leroy, when those pads were popping on Monday night, I was jumping out of my chair, and I was excited. I was entertained. I was glued to my TV by mm-hmm. what I was watching. I think there are two sides to me. I think there are two sides to most men. Mm-hmm. And one side is the thoughtful, reasonable, caring human being that I try to be. The other side is is the caveman who
probably, that's about 90%.
Who probably watched two cavemen bonk each other over the head with with bones and gathered around and grunted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I enjoyed what I saw on Monday night. I'm sorry. I feel bad for saying it, but
I don't think you should feel
bad. I enjoy
bad.
What I saw on Monday night. I really do. That's I the mean, type of football I like to watch.
And see, I don't. I mean, I really don't. I don't like the hit that Antonio Brown took in the end zone when he caught the pass. Guy hit him right in the head. So players, you can still be a good hitter, but I think it's safer to be a tackler. But the problem the defense has is if you see a guy fake me out, then you're gonna say, why didn't you hit him? So it's kind of a gray area there. But I don't like seeing that kind of stuff because I think you can do your job because Juju could have blocked old guy and didn't have to stand over him and do all that. We don't need that. Yeah, you don't need to stand over him and try to – even his head coach said he didn't like the way he stood over him. I mean, that's – but those two teams got history. So the history of it, they don't care about flags. I mean, they've had guys suspended before, but that's a violent way. So you have to almost put out some kind of notice when these two teams play each other. And then Ben Roethlisberger was very condescending when he was asked, what about – oh, it's just AFC North football. You can't answer questions like that. You just can't. You got to say some of these hits are wrong.
Well, he also
because he's protected.
Well, he came out today and redid that statement.
Yeah, but that was stupid.
Yeah,
it really was. It was just because quarterbacks are protected. You can't hit them low. Can't hit them high. You can't do that. But players are not. So they put in that defenseless mm-hmm. player rule. But if guys see shots, they're taking them. And it's a way you could take a shot to not end a guy's career or for a guy to be down there, you know, unconscious. So I do not like to see that.
But part of it is, and I've said this for a long time, you guys know mm-hmm. this better than I do. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the Juju Smith-Schuster block, when you talk about the George Loka hit in the end zone where mm-hmm. Antonio Brown held on to the football somehow. I don't know how, but.
Because he's Antonio Brown.
That's true. These guys are moving very, very fast.
Yep.
And so are the guys that they're chasing and trying to bring to the ground. Can you really think in that split second, I'm going to hit him with my helmet. I'm going to hit him in his helmet.
Yeah.
Aren't you just acting and reacting? And sometimes helmets collide. Isn't that part of the risk you run as a football player?
Sometimes incidental contact, but just see what you hit. If you can't
so don't come
see
in with your head down. Right. And that's what happened to Ryan Shazier.
That's what they've been saying that for, 30 years?
Right.
Keep your head up, because that'll prevent you from breaking your neck, one. And two, if your head is up, you probably won't get fined.
See what you hit.
Yeah, just see what you hit. Don't close your eyes.
Preaching that forever.
Well, don't do that and don't duck your head.
I'm cue straight 100 here.
Yeah.
I have, on many occasions, put my head down and led with my head to
and
hit
get
another
two more
joker. To hit another joker.
From a running back perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
On purpose.
Right.
They're fining running backs now if you do that.
On purpose.
Yeah, running backs aren't allowed to do that either.
Yep.
They changed that like 3 years ago.
Because I'm gonna try to inflict that pain on you so when you come through that and next time, you gonna cringe a little bit.
You're gonna think twice before you try to tackle me.
I'm bringing it. Jamal Williams runs like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch him run and you watch him coming through the hole between your tackles, he's like a freaking torpedo. Can I say that? But
torpedo is fine.
Okay, good.
Why can't you say
that? But isn't that going to shorten his career running like that, probably?
Could.
Torpedo is fine.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he was talking
I know
about.
That. But see, I'm not stupid. I didn't emphasize the word. I kept moving.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm stupid. I don't know what you're talking
about. But that's his thing, though, and then that's how – that's what'll make Aaron Jones be so much more special than he already is. Because it's body blows, body blows, body blows, body blows. And Aaron Jones is going to knock you out.
But from the defensive side of the football, when you lead with your head and do that, you're doing as much damage to yourself, Leroy, right,
sure,
as you are to the other player when you do that stuff?
Yes.
I didn't feel it.
I see guys get knocked themselves out.
You feel it now.
Trying to get hit.
Yeah.
I mean, you get ask Earl Thomas how you think his shoulder's all messed
I
up.
I feel it. Herschel Walker too.
Throwing your body around like that, you can play 12, 13 years, but just play within the rules, see what you hit, and the rest is football. It's a violent sport. You're not gonna take it out. Because I don't want any of these fans call up, just play flag. Just gonna turn it to touch.
But no, I'm not that guy. Okay.
I know. You're not. You're far from that. You just want guys to, you know, just play within the rules. That's all.
I'm going to tell you this, though. For the first time in a long time, and I forget who was doing that game, who was announcing that game, because was that a Sunday night game?
It was a national game.
And whoever was announcing the game,
it was
a player. I forget who it was. He goes, and folks, this is what the NFL used to look like.
Troy Aikman was sickened by the whole thing.
Was that Troy who did it?
Well, I don't know if Troy did the game, but Troy afterwards said this. It was sickening to watch.
No.
Ben Roethlisberger was sickened by what he saw.
I think when he said, folks, and this is what the NFL used to look like. And I went, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe, and it was. That's how it, and that scared me half to death. Really did.
This is what Ben Roethlisberger said to 93.7 The Fan after that brutal game Monday night against the Bengals.
When we talked at the end in the offseason about, you know, really evaluating and making sure, these are the reasons, you know, and having kids and, you know, I still push, not push, but hope my son plays golf. You know, or if he wants to play football, that's fine too. But you know, it's a tough sport. It's not for everyone. If he wants to do it, I'll encourage it. If he doesn't, I am just fine with that as well.
Games like Monday night are why Ben Roethlisberger prefer his kids not play football. Is that the type of football you like to watch, though? Why is that?
Because he's on live TV as AFC North football. He could have said that.
That's
right
true.
Right after, but I try to give players a break sometimes when you're coming off
because he was
you're all
up
hyped
moment,
up right. And you're caught up in it. Yeah. But that's when you have to have media training to just get out of it as quick as possible and just try to have a heart sometimes. It's just, especially as a quarterback who's being protected. Because if my son is 6'5", 300 pounds, he's playing football if he wants to play. I mean, I'm not going to stop him from playing because he said, Dad, you played. You know, why can't I play? I mean, so, you know, that's what I tell mothers about, you know, protecting your kids playing football or you know, concussions and all. Hey, listen, if your son's good, let him play. If he's not, let him do what he want to do.
414-799-1250. We want to know if that's the type of football you like to watch. Gary Ellerson got lots of media training. That's why he's so smooth when he tells you about his good friends over at the Jewelry Center.
Yeah, you know what? D. Murray, he's the owner over there, and I – listen, guys, I really
I've been seeing his commercials.
Yeah, I swear about those. Those guys they're just unbelievable. Guys, if you're looking for a piece of jewelry for your significant other, I'm just telling you, this is the time to do it. Dean Murray is going to save you a lot of money. That's why you got to go. And I know a lot of guys like to go to their guy, and I get that. I understand that 100%. All I'm asking you to do, go to your guy, but then stop by and just check out my guy, Dean Murray. I'm guaranteeing that he can beat the price that you're getting somewhere else. And then Dean Murray and his staff will become your guy as well. Guys, you know what I do. When I come on this radio and I talk about these people that I, you know, and I actually shop there, I'm trying to help you save money. That's what it's all about. I'm doing this to help you save money. I also help myself save money. Guys, go check these guys out. The Jewelry Center, located on 76 and Layton Plaza. New location in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road in the Tri-City National Bank Building.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. We're asking you, was Monday night that brutal matchup between the Steelers and the Bengals the type of football you love to watch? 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan. I don't like the results. I don't want to see anybody get hurt or have their brain injured. But the actual play itself, the big hits, everything that goes with it, I was thoroughly entertained. 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's go to Kendrick on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Kendrick?
Bro, what's happening, fellas? I didn't like it. I didn't like Sazier. Like you guys say, see what you hit. And I believe somehow they need to they don't practice tackling. You see it a lot of times. Guys want to take the big shot. That's just like an NBA. Nobody knows how to shoot a mid-range jumper. And isn't that guy, I can't say his name right now, isn't he the one who put the hit on Finley? I mean, some of these guys have bad intentions. Even Juju, he knew who Burfict was. He just pushed him. He knew exactly who that was. And he stood over him. He knew who he was.
Yep.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot. But see, they do practice tackling. I mean, if you go on my Facebook page, the one with the blue check mark, and I'm up there for a couple, 2-3 days doing training camp, and I film practice. They go over the fundamental. I mean, it's almost, well, McCarthy for the Packers for sure.
But they don't do live drills,
like, it's almost like it's what we do, Leroy. I mean, it's like high school. It's like literally they do the whole progress. Head across the bow. They got the pass on the ground. Yes.
But
blah,
Gary,
blah, blah.
You've talked about this in the past, as have others from your generation. And there's a lot of people that believe them, I'm not going to call it wussifying practice, but changing practice over the years, trying to keep players healthy and so forth going forward, has affected tackling in the National Football League because it's not practiced in live scrimmage anymore during the week.
They don't live hit.
Do you agree that that's affected the tackling?
You know, I don't know, Steve. I just think it.
I mean, you were in that era before Forrest Gregg tried to kill you.
Right. You just can't do it. I mean,
what'd you say when you came and saw our practice?
Those jokers was on Easy Street, and that was only a different of.
That was early 90s.
Well, that was, but I'm just saying, but that was only difference like 4 years. It wasn't long. I mean,
about 4 or 5 years.
It's you just can't. I mean, because back when I played, I think the biggest guy was Freeze Raider Perry.
Yeah,
I think he was the only guy maybe in the league that was 300 pounds. I mean, you got like 100 of them jokers now at 300 pounds. And the guys at 300 pounds, they don't even look like they 300.
They look like Kenny Clark.
So you just can't nice practice like that anymore because guys have gotten bigger, faster, and stronger. There's no way that these kids can last having a very physical practice. So you got to go on air. And you got to go with the dummies. And I'll just say this. Guys are going to do what they're going to do. You can price this stuff and price because they do. But you do. You have guys that are playing with bad intention.
Are you entertained by it?
No.
You're not?
Let me just say this. Yeah. I think for the first time in a long time, I saw that Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game and feared for all the kids that I coach.
Really?
Oh, God, yes. And especially when, maybe it was Troy said this, this is what the NFL used to look like. I fear for all the kids that I coach because that is not what I want my kid to be doing or playing. I'm keeping it straight 100 right now. If you got a son playing football or if you coach it and if you saw that game, you just cringed. At least I did. That's not what I want to see. That's not the kind of football I want to see.
Oh, I don't think if I ever had kids that I would want them playing contact football or tackle football.
Yeah, that's
At the same time, and again, I know I'm sort of playing both sides of the aisle here and being somewhat of a hypocrite.
Yeah.
When it comes to physical sports, combat sports, which basically football is, or the UFC, whatever it is that you want to talk about, I know that these guys are putting their health, their well-being, their future well-being at risk. But as long as everybody is an adult who is making the decision to put themselves at risk for my entertainment, I'm there for it, man. I'm there. I don't know if that makes me a bad person or not, but I'm there for it. I'm there for combat. I'm there for physicality.
That's why you like MMA.
I'm there for violence. Yeah.
And see, I can't watch MMA either.
I can't watch MMA either. No. Not interested. But it's a huge, huge fan base in this country for that sport. And I think the National Football League, I think what you have to ask yourself is now that you've seen what the National Football League has looked like for the last 10 or 15 years or longer, 20 years, do you think it would gain popularity, more popularity than it already has, Leroy, if they were allowed to play, and I guess they kind of are, but if they played at that level, every game you turned on, you saw a huge smashing hits like that and taunting and everything else. If that's the way football was, say from this point going forward, on every game you watch, do you think that would impact the popularity of the NFL better or worse?
I think it'll be worse because you're going to lose women because they're not going to let their kids play. And I think the history of those two teams, and let's be fair, you don't see games like that a lot. That's kind of just a special game that you know going into it.
But back when Gary played, you saw that every week.
All the time. Remember they picked up the quarterbacks, Jim McMahon, and threw him
Charles Martin.
Head? Yeah, you don't Slam see it. You can't do that.
That
no
stuff.
More.
That stuff
was after the play.
Yeah, that yeah, stuff I
right.
don't like to see.
No, I don't like to see that.
The Gronkowski hit on Sunday.
No,
those aren't,
Gronk, don't
those
do
aren't,
that.
Those
Gronk.
Aren't football plays.
No,
but the violence within the
within
game.
Within the game,
I enjoy yeah. it.
No, I don't. Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know why what Juju Smith-Schuster, and I know it is in the rule book, but I don't know why what he did is illegal. I don't know why
hitting a defensive player, they made that illegal a few years ago.
I thought the old slogan was have your head on a swivel. I mean if Vontaze Burfict is chasing that play down, Juju Smith-Schuster made a block. Vontaze Burfict wasn't looking at him. Well, that's Vontaze Burfict's fault.
That's a defensive player.
That's the Warren Sapp Chad Clifton.
Yeah, I know.
Peel back block.
And
I was saying
when that happened, I don't see the problem. If you're part of a play, you're gonna try and chase down a guy who has the football.
Yep.
You need to have your head on a swivel.
But Chad Clifton ain't chasing down nobody.
He was running after the guy. He was trying to make a play.
He was out of the play.
But they put a rule in. They have a rule for the hitting a defense. Like you hit a receiver, the ball goes over his head, and a guy still drills him. That's a flag. And used to be when Gary played, hey, man, you reach up for it, I'm going to tag you.
Yeah, Chuck Cecil, Carnell Lake.
They just fly in there. Steel. But I'm like, the rules are the rules. But, you know, they just make money off of these hits. Remember they used to sell those the hard hits?
Hardest hits.
And made money off it. We all watched it.
Four-letter Network had a thing, jack you up or jack up or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jacked up.
Yeah, that ended. So, you know, again, hitting a defenseless receiver – a lot of defensive backs don't like it, and receivers, because they can't crack back anymore. But if Juju wanted to do that, him standing over, you know that was going to get a flag.
I like that, too. I like trash talk.
He could just hit him.
I like when teams don't
those
like –
those teams don't like each other.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I like when teams don't like each other. Yeah. Like when I watch a fight, UFC or boxing, I like when those two guys get in that squared circle and don't like each other.
How many times we – Baltimore.
Yep.
That's who it
and
used
it's
to
still
be.
Probably like that. The Ravens, too. But how many times we waited for Mike Tyson to knock a guy out?
Right. Yeah, that's why you
that's
watch.
That's why you watch his game, his video game, was all about knocking people out.
Mike Tyson's punch out.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, robot.
I've got a tweet here that somebody needs to explain to me.
What is it?
I'll read it to you after you.
All right, let's get in.
Call.
James and Grafton, you're on the Wendy's Big
team
Show.
Team effort.
What's up, James?
What's up, fellas? I have to jump in on this. I've been fortunate enough to be in studio with you guys or with Big Time Mike McGivern a few times. I was actually just there a couple weeks ago promoting something that I'm doing. But I'm a coach, and that on Monday was ridiculous. But I do think that you need to also look at the fact, and I brought this up when I was with Mike, that football is actually the safest that it's ever been at this point. So when you talk about kids, not letting your kids play and stuff like that, it really is kind of a non-starter. I mean, I understand the concerns, but you know that girls lacrosse and girls soccer is the two biggest concussion producers right now. It's not football. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it.
You can say that as a coach with all due respect, and no parent cares. Because from
Sparky, I don't disagree
from,
with you on
from
that.
This aspect, look, I went and I saw that concussion movie when that
don't
came
cut
out.
Him off yet,
no,
Rami.
No, he's not going to. That when that concussion movie came out and we had the premiere here for the radio station and a bunch of us went to go see it. And Rami was one of them that came with us. And when we were walking out, you could hear mom after mom after mom after mom saying, I had no idea it was like this. He's not playing football anymore. That's the end of it. And that is something that is, I think it's growing day by day. And the more you see games like that on football, I think the worse it's going to get as far as kids being allowed to play football. It's just, I think that's just the natural reaction.
The numbers are way up, Steve.
Oh, I understand that. But coaches can preach like you just did, and I understand what you're saying, can preach like that on the radio or on TV or whatever else. But once a mom gets in her head that, Her kid ain't playing no matter what anybody says at that point.
But the mom should know the facts, and that's his point.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you got to jump out in front of it. I think that's what my point was. I mean, you got to jump out in front, get in front of the parents, explain what's going on, what's wrong, how we're fixing it, what we're teaching and everything else. I mean, you know, the head-to-head stuff that you guys, you know, we're talking about, I don't teach any of that.
Right.
I do rugby style tackling. That's how I teach our kids to tackle. And
I'll give you another example.
Yeah, just get him on the ground.
What's that show that made me sick watching that Friday Night Tykes or whatever stupid show
is?
That's not helping things either with parents.
No, it's not. You're 1,000% right about that, Sparky. You're making really good points. I'm just saying that there's things that, you know, people that love the game of football can do to jump out in front of it.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks for your phone call. And you're right, Steve. So for every Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, or James Jim just called in, then you go see Friday Night Tykes, that ruins it.
It's all done.
Because that's what all you'll see or hear. I mean, it does. It ruins it. Completely ruins it, throws it off.
Yeah, Oklahoma drills and everything else.
Right.
It's horrible.
Because the problem is, Steve, is not being coached the same way nationwide.
Correct.
Right. So now I'm coaching my kids one way, and now they're going to go play against these jokers down in Texas with that Friday Night Tykes, and those jokers trying another way. It's not fair.
Nope. And they'll say your team is soft.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Now my guy got to hit your guy in the head because now we got to retaliate.
It's a street fight.
So, I mean, it's just tough. I mean, that game there just makes you really think about, is it really worth
it? Okay. So please help me to decipher this tweet.
Okay.
Everybody.
We need Orlowski, decoders?
Orlowski, you can help too.
Okay.
This is from Brent Musburger last night.
All right.
Are we paying attention?
Yes.
Yo, snowflakes, quit preaching. The violent world of Sam Huff sold NFL football to the masses. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders gave us a little sex with our violence. Deal with it.
Okay. Yo, snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
Snowflakes. No. Snowflakes is an insult.
That's the soft people.
That usually is coming from the right, criticizing people on the left and accusing them of being too sensitive, too thin-skinned, and too politically correct.
Okay.
Let's start there. What was the next sentence?
Quit preaching. I understand that.
Yeah, okay.
The violent world of Sam Huff.
I don't know who Sam Huff
NFL
was.
Quarterback. Oh, was a linebacker?
Was Sam Huff a linebacker?
Was Sam Huff
I thought he was a quarterback.
An old school football player?
Yeah, I don't know. Did he play for the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants, one or two?
Well, regardless, he was an
Look
old football
Sam
player.
Huff.
So I think.
Well, Sam Huff used to close line jokers too, though.
He was a linebacker for the Giants.
Ooh, Giants. Well, I was close.
So inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1982, played for the Giants and the Redskins.
What about the old Raiders, Gary?
Sam Huff was usually.
Ted Hendricks.
Yeah, well, but see, that's back then when you had like Huff, Nitschke, you know, who she got down there?
Dick Butkus.
Butkus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, those guys let you have it. I mean, they damn near killed the pretty boy that, with the Giants. What's his name? He's dead now, just died. He married that young girl that was on with Regis.
Oh, Frank Gifford.
Yeah.
Frank.
They knocked Frank Gifford out for like 2 years, didn't they?
Yep.
I mean, they almost murdered Frank Gifford.
So what he's saying there is the violence of the NFL is what made it popular.
Sure.
Back in the day.
Right, but now we know better.
And his line about the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders gave us a little sex with our violence, deal with it. He's saying things were better when everybody was okay with objectifying women.
Come on.
That's what Brent Musburger is saying. And I saw that tweet this morning and I quoted it and I said, I hope I never become an old guy who fights the evolution of the world and society as we learn the errors of our ways.
Because you're going to get caught.
You can evolve or you can get left behind, right. Brent Musburger.
Right.
You can evolve or get left behind.
So you're against all cheerleaders, Rami?
No.
No,
I'm not.
Well, if that Brent objectifies women, then you should be against that, correct?
No. Not necessarily, no. I think that those young ladies choose to put themselves on display in scantily clad clothing.
And we thank them for
dance girls, the Laker girls, even the Bucks girls, they got a little short shorts on.
I'm cool with it. I'm just saying that Brent Musburger is saying
maybe they don't do high kicks anymore.
Right.
You okay, Leroy?
I think he was just trying to say that game was fantastic because it goes back to the days when football was a man sport. Men were men. Sex, violence. It was great.
Pretty sure it's still a man sport. And anybody who, any dudes out there who don't think it's a man sport,
go play it.
Go get in Jamal Williams' way. Yep. Tell me how much of a man you are.
It's not the
go
same.
Go get in Juju Smith-Schuster's way and tell me how much of a man you are. Go get in Vontaze Burfict's way. And tell me how much of a man you are. I'm guessing you don't measure up to these dudes.
Yeah.
Just a hunch.
Now you, even though they say the wussification in the NFL is right, that couldn't be a truer statement that you just said.
Right.
go try it once.
Right. People who say the league is getting soft, you try it.
Go try it.
Oh, they got leagues they can play in. Like in Racine, you could go up there and play.
Racine Raiders?
Yeah, go up there and play.
They probably. You probably don't want to get in. You probably don't want to get in their right. way. That's what I'm
they
saying.
They play it for keeps.
Chapter
yeah. 51. They got jobs.
Chapter 51 tweets at the fan one. Rami likes is the XFL. Count me in too. A shame,
XFL!
A shame.
How long did that last?
A shame it didn't take
Good
off.
God almighty. Right to the solar plexus.
That's my JR, if you were wondering.
JR who?
JR Ross, the old Jim Ross, the old wrestling announcer. You weren't a wrestling guy. Never mind.
No,
you,
I didn't know who
you
that
just
was.
Know about, you just know about quiet. Guys like your good friends over at J&J Contractors.
The American Dream, man.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes, bro. What you talking about, man? You know I'm talking about wrestling.
And shout out to J&J.
And guess what? My good friends over at J&J Contractors, they can build your dream. And it could be your American Dream.
Appreciate them swinging.
If you want to redo your kitchen, if you want to remodel, let's say, your bathroom, if you want to redo your bedroom, if you want to add in a playroom, if you want to convert something to a smoking room, if you want to do an outside oasis, if you need new roofing, if you need new siding, if you need windows. Listen, guys, they do all that. They do all that at a very, very reasonable price. And here's what we've learned. I like seeing this because Steve found it out for me. We're not coming to Chicago for one door.
Right. 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 One sidewalk.
I like how you keep saying we.
One shingle.
That's what cracks me up. Like Gary's installing the door.
Yeah, like Gary's a crew chief.
Yeah.
We ain't coming.
You spend enough money, Gary will go down there.
He's one of the contractors.
Yeah. No, we ain't coming just for one door now. But listen, they've got a great deal going on too, Stevie. They talk a little bit about windows are very expensive, and so you don't have to do all your windows at one time. They can do a little package for you where they can come in and put four or five windows in for you right now and come back and get the other four or five on the backside a little bit later. Guys, go check my good friends out at J&J Contractors. No job is too small, as they can do it all.
We'll wish Giannis a happy birthday and see what y'all think he should get when the Wendy's Big Show returns. Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami. There's Sparky, our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. It's Giannis's birthday. He turns 23 years old today. Hopefully he has a good time when the Bucks take on the Pistons. Sparky's got the Milwaukee Bucks pick and save post-game show. As soon as that game is over, we want to know if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, what do you get 23-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo for his 23rd birthday? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057.
Right,
Ron, the fan.
People need to be nice now.
Well, yeah. How can people not be nice?
Somebody's going to say a jump shot. That's not nice.
No, man. No, people wouldn't do that, would they? Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah, that's not nice.
If you're the Bucks, what do you get Giannis for his birthday? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057 FM the fan. Sparky, don't say a jump shot.
Yeah, don't say that.
Don't say a jump shot?
No,
don't
say a jump shot. Just be nice. Give him something nice.
Well, I
was that your answer? Like you were stumped once we took that out.
If I were the Bucks, I'd get him a new defensive scheme to play with for the basketball team.
Can you have some fun? Yeah, get him away from work.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see. I could say center, right? I could say better jump shooters
that's
outside.
That defensive scheme, that's your thing. Whatever. You hung up on that big time, aren't you?
3 years going. Yep.
Yeah?
Hate it. But either way, so for me, it would be, hey, happy birthday. We're not going to make you run around with your hair on fire anymore and double and trap and all this other crazy crap. We're going to go to more of a standard-type defense and see what happens. But again, if they don't believe these guys are good enough to defend the guy in front of them, which clearly they don't, then that's probably not going to happen. Now, they've made changes to the defense here, a couple games on the West Coast trip, and then they went back to same old in this last game, so against Boston. So hopefully we don't see this anymore going forward, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Why are you turning it into what you want? It's supposed to give him a present.
Yeah, well, I think if the defense is better, they win more games, and I think really at the end of the day, that's what you
man,
want.
Man, I'm getting the man Rihanna for his birthday. That's what I'm getting.
You can't get him a person.
Wow. He's got a girl, man.
Yeah, and he's got a girl.
Hey, man, what? Hey, what is girl got?
You mean you'd hire Rihanna to come and sing happy birthday to him, like Marilyn Monroe? Is that what you're saying?
His girl can come too.
Okay, now you're talking.
That's his gift, man. Rihanna. What you got, Gary?
You can't get him Rihanna.
Why not?
Because people aren't presents.
Hey, man, Rita Ora did it with the wrestler guy. And she know he got a wife. And she put date night with your boy. What his name is?
Conor McGregor.
Foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did it.
She put him on blast.
Yeah.
Out on Twitter and everything.
Rita Ora.
That's a shame. She on my category.
So you would get him Rihanna?
Yes. Gift wrap, cuz. There you go. Have at it.
Popping out the cake.
He'll play good defense.
Nah, he ain't gonna have no legs once he get done with it.
No, he'll be all right. He young, man. No, man, only like 17 years old.
23.
Yeah, come on, he's old. He said, Spock said on Twitter, he said he was old or something. Felt old.
Yep, said it to the media today.
All young people
do
that.
I think he was joking. I hope he was joking.
Yeah, he's just kidding. But he does play a lot of minutes, don't he?
Yeah.
I'm saying so. Gary, what you do for him?
And now they got him playing center, too.
I'd like to try to bring him over another nice young player.
Well, that'd be good.
To go with him.
Yeah. That'd be lovely.
This is so boring.
But like a star player.
Yeah. Nice young star player.
I'm going to have some fun with it. What you going to get that man?
I don't know what to get that man. I really don't. This is a 23-year-old dude who has everything that he needs. Everything he – I mean, when
no,
you
– No, he needs another star player.
Are you kidding me?
Run.
No, this roster is not close to being what he needs to win a championship.
I was talking about from the standpoint Leroy is talking about.
Yeah, we know we want to improve
outside,
the team.
Outside
Let's
the basketball world.
Yeah, do something else for him. Get him a sweater or something.
Steve, why are you looking so mean right now? What's wrong?
I'm trying to figure out what Rami means.
It isn't the other basketball. But... Like, it's something funny.
What's he drive for a car?
There you go.
That's true.
Get him a Maybach.
He doesn't really seem to care about that, though.
Get him a driver. Yeah. Get him one of those driving Miss Daisy types. Just get in the car, cuz.
I'm sure he has a driver. You don't think he has a driver if he wants one?
If he can't drive, I don't know.
I would get him a I'm not doing what you said I shouldn't do, Leroy. I'm not being mean.
How y'all know he got a girl anyway? I haven't seen
it. I've seen
tweeted pictures.
Yeah, he puts it up on Instagram.
What she look like?
Yeah.
She looked like him almost.
She's a pretty young lady. She doesn't look like him, man. Come on.
Brothers and sisters.
Be nice.
She's a sister. No, for real.
Is she a sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull a picture out. Let me see.
Okay. I might get him a shooting coach.
Oh, come on,
like a free throw shooting coach?
No, stop it.
What?
That's mean.
No, I'm not saying it to be mean. We all know that if there's one part of his game he can
Neither
improve
one of you
on,
guys want to have any
it's shooting
fun.
The basketball.
I want to get him a new defense. I want to get him a young player. I want to get him a free throw coach. Stop it.
I don't think you can give people his presents. I'm pretty sure
We're
that's
just
not
having
a thing.
Fun.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't think you can do that.
Man, I'll get it clear with the chief of police,
okay.
Art Howell. He'll approve it.
You do that. So you're saying you'd get him Rihanna?
Yes, gift wrap.
Gary says he'd get him another young player. Sparky says a new defensive scheme.
That's so boring.
I'd get him a shooting coach. 414-799-1250.
You guys.
What would you get Giannis for his 23rd birthday if you're the Milwaukee Bucks? Let's go to Nick. You're on the Wendy's Big
Steve
Show. What's
changed
up, Nick?
To a car.
I'm thinking like a healthy Jabari Parker.
Oh my god.
How about that?
That would work.
Leroy, you don't like none of these?
Yes, he's going to get that anyway.
Leroy doesn't want to talk about basketball. Leroy
That's
wants
right.
to be
a
more
real
fun and more different
a real
than
gift.
What we had talked about.
He's going to get all those things y'all said anyway.
Give him a key to the city.
There you Bingo!
Thanks for the call.
There you go.
That's the biggest waste of time in the world.
Well, that's great.
What does the key to the city get anybody?
Just
nothing.
What You can get into everything, Steve.
No, you can't.
Do you have one?
Man. No.
Okay, then. Do you don't know?
Do you?
I get one.
No, you can't.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
Let me call the mayor up right
call
now.
Call Oak Creek.
Yeah. I have a ceremony by in the moment.
How about a lifetime supply of smoothies from Jamba Juice?
Okay, I like that.
Dude loves
I like
some
that.
Smoothies.
I like that.
I think that would work. I think that'd put a smile on
Giannis's
face.
Do you have a key to the city, Rami?
No, not that I know of. I don't know what that does, though.
Nothing.
I think Sparky's right. I don't know that
does
anything
nothing.
For you. I think it's just a meaningless gesture.
Yes.
Some of the tweets here at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
See, Gary, you got a key?
Cole Brown says a new head coach.
I don't need a key, though.
Oh, okay.
My car cranked right out.
Mage says a back brace. Because obviously
back brace?
Yeah, because he's carrying the team every night.
Oh, I didn't get that one when I read it.
I got that right.
Yeah,
away.
Bucks and Bruce said saw him whipping around in a BMW. So obviously he doesn't need a car.
Oh yeah, somebody told me they saw him
get a big
rolling through Bayview in a BMW.
Kirk tweets at the fan says Genesis. A real center, and then parentheses DeAndre Jordan. Tom, another one says a new head coach.
Stop it.
So that's another
Chris
one.
Chris says rent LeBron for a couple hours like Richard Pryor in The Toy.
That's fun. I like that. I like that.
Andrew tweets
very underrated movie, by the way.
Andrew
Love
tweets at the fan says general manager would be a great start.
Oh my god!
He just got a new general manager.
Right,
he just got a chance.
John Horst, I guess. Let's see. Matt says y'all knew 98% of the replies are gonna be a new head coach, right? Well, yeah. I mean, there's going to be some that
why would he want a new
there.
Head coach when Jason Kidd is the one put him in this point forward type thing and created all this?
I really do think Jason Kidd unlocked what we've seen from Giannis in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it. If the Bucks get to a championship level and it's not with Jason Kidd as the head coach,
we're going
to
thank him.
He should still get a ring, and he still deserves all your gratitude for having Giannis take the next step. What's the word I'm looking for here? Just keep it moving. I can't think of the right word right now.
It'll come to you, but just come back to it. But I agree with you, Ronnie.
Let's go to Lewis on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Lewis?
Fellas, long time.
Yeah. What's up, Lou?
Enabling him to take the next step. Go ahead, Lewis.
Leroy, we're going to get Giannis directions to the barbershop. He's a superstar now.
You might be right about that.
Yeah. That GPS, tell him get over to 160th. There's a certain level of decorum you have to employ when you reach his stats. And that lining.
Yeah.
It
needs a new line.
It needs some work. The whole get up needs some work. So
a lifetime of haircuts at Avenue 2. That'll work. Dietrich will cut him up.
They're going to get with you with lifetime. They might give him one. But I don't know. those boys, they're for lifetime.
Hey, the Bucks are going to pay for it, so hey, it's all right.
Not my money. Thanks for the call, Lewis. Appreciate it. Why does he need a trip to the barbershop? I think Giannis keeps it tight, doesn't he?
Not as tight as it should be.
Well, I mean, we can't all go every week.
Dude, they've got a barbershop at the practice facility.
That's true.
You can get a haircut every day.
They kind of did get him a barbershop.
What is that? G's Clippers is there.
That's what can cut him up. Dietrich can cut with his eyes closed.
LeRoy told me yesterday he gets his haircut every week.
That's right.
Yeah, twice you're an NBA player. They see you.
LeRoy gets his haircut every week.
Oh, that's just because he's twice bored and wants to go talk to those guys.
No, I have to be on TV. I have to be on TV every twice a week.
That is true.
Yeah. I was going to ask Gary if he gets a haircut. I legit was about to ask Gary if he gets a haircut every week before.
You can still ask
Gary. When was the last time you got a haircut?
Oh, no, never. But I shaved my hair.
Never. So you had hair.
Do
as
you
a
have
kid.
The George Jefferson?
No, I shave my hair. I shave my head every 3 days, maybe.
No, but when did you decide to go with the bald look?
You had
hair when you started here,
no,
didn't you?
No. I had the bald look in college.
Really?
You want to see
I've seen pictures of
Let
you.
Let me see your high school
with like
senior
jeans,
picture.
Shorts, and everything else on.
Yeah,
you had
you
hair.
I want to see my team. My
wait,
school,
wait,
my
wait.
No, I think that was high school.
College, oh, that was high school.
Pictures you're talking
see my
about.
College, I had bald in college. I was doing bald before Michael Jordan.
No, wait. We can't let
So you've been bald since college?
I haven't been bald since college. I just decided to just
started
go
shaving
bald.
It. Because you could tell in those pictures you're talking about, I know the ones you're talking about with the jorts.
Yes.
And the tight red.
Yes. You wore denim shorts?
Yeah. He wore.
Stop it.
The picture I saw, if I'm not mistaken.
No, guys can't wear denim shorts.
He's wearing pretty tight jorts and a red tank top and posing for the camera with like his foot up on a park bench.
That's guys exactly what I remember. Wear
but you can see even then shorts. That it was. That
I should shave it.
The alleys were getting deep, Sparky.
Dude, I wasn't going there.
He had a pair. But you could tell that even in high school, the alleys were already going deep for GE. Am I wrong?
My daddy got good hair, too, man.
So usually the hair comes from the mom. Thank God, because I still got mine.
My daddy got
Maybe that ain't your daddy.
My daddy got waves and stuff in there, dog. He put that Murray's on there.
That Murray's all right now. And that Dax.
The what?
Murray's. Just like this pomade.
My dad used
put
Murray.
It in your hand.
My dad put that Murray on.
Ron, you don't need it, Ron. You got good hair.
I do.
You know what my dad used to always do?
Really
my dad used to always have a brush in his back pocket. He always brushed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the fist with the.
It's going to start going white, though. I got good hair, but my hair is going to start going white soon.
You say what?
It's going to start going white.
What does that mean?
It's going to start turning white, gray.
Oh, I thought you said your new race.
No, my hair is going to start turning gray, and probably pretty soon. Like I said earlier in the show, the gray is creeping up the beard into the sideburns.
Women like
it. Don't you got some of that salt and pepper?
Got way too much of it.
Sparky's got
on the side? Where you got it?
Both sides. Yeah, I hate it.
It looks good, though. You can't even notice it.
Hate it.
You can't even notice it.
Sparky's got the wings like Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but it looks good.
I don't know who that is, but sure.
Okay. You do know who the Hilton Garden Inn Park place is, though.
Yeah,
fine people who do good work.
Great place to go stay. If you have friends or family coming in for the holidays, perfect place to tell them to go stay while they're in town. Plus, great place for a business meeting or host your next event, whether it be weddings, wedding receptions, parties, birthday parties, anniversary parties, business meetings, host seminars, whatever. They've got the banquet facilities to do just that at the Hilton Garden Inn Park Place Hotel. Not only do they have top-notch hotel rooms, but the restaurant has an award-winning chef at Allgauer's in the Park restaurant. Now, today is Wednesday, so don't forget Thursday night football. They've got 75-cent wings, $3 taps, and a $6 menu, plus $7 for a burger, bottle of domestic beer, and a side item on Thursdays at Allgauer's in the Park restaurant.
Steve, I'm not letting that fly. He showed me a picture of that guy. No, you do not look like that.
I didn't say he looked like him. I said he has the gray wings.
Just keep reading.
On the side of his head.
So we talked about the Thanksgiving brunch that they had. They have a Christmas brunch now coming up on Monday, December 25th, obviously at Christmas Day, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Allgauer's in the Park. Now, you can call for reservations today. Well, taking them already. 414-577-5000. Let's see if I can get all of this. I'm not going to read all of it because we'll be here all day. But think about what I said for the Thanksgiving buffet.
Right, times it by three.
And then add a bunch to it. So, like, what's challa? Cinnamon and vanilla challa French toast with fresh berry sauce. What's that?
What's what?
I'm talking to you, and you're nodding your head yes. Like,
no,
you know what I'm saying.
Jeff Orlowski was saying something in my ear.
It's a
cinnamon and
up.
Vanilla challa French toast with fresh berry sauce.
It's
so what's challa?
Challa.
It's C-H-A-L-L.
I know. It's challah.
The C is silent.
Yeah, we talked about that.
It's challah bread.
Holla at your boy.
Is there another word with the C is silent?
I don't know, but that's of Hebrew descent. It's a bread that's popular with
what does it taste like?
With the Jewish people. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had challah.
Is it like that unleavened bread around
dog? No, it's not like the unleavened bread.
Can you get that in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem?
Probably both.
Yeah.
I guess both.
Hey, big news out of Jerusalem today.
Yeah.
Hot entrees as well. Blackened salmon with orange soy sauce. Assorted sausage with caramelized onions. Braised beef tenderloin tips with mushrooms and onions. Chicken breast stuffed with cranberries, walnuts, and goat cheese. Mm. Bacon wrapped roasted pork loin. Brown sugar mustard glaze to go along with that. Roasted fingerling potatoes. Brown rice medley. Four cheese mac bake. Macaroni and cheese, obviously. Broccoli and cheese. Brussels sprouts with baby carrots. They've got salads and displays there. They've got all kinds of different things for breakfast we talked about. They have a kiddies buffet, again, too. A carving station with prime rib, turkey breast, traditional bread stuffing, roasted garlic Yukon, gold mashed potatoes, turkey gravy sauce, homemade applesauce, orange cranberry sauce, butternut squash soup.
That's not a buffet, is it?
Salads and displays, pastries and desserts, all you can eat.
We
again,
gotta figure
it
how
can't
to,
be all
how
you
to,
can.
How to get that wind up a little
by
bit.
All means, here's the list. Figure out how to get it.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is. There. Gary, look.
Oh, my goodness.
There's
I'll pay $29.95 for that.
I don't know who gave you that.
All right. They did.
See, it says
the Hilton Garden Inn.
I know all the chefs. They cook all this stuff.
Reservations are required. 414-577-5000. 414-577-5000.
I'm not cooking on Christmas no more.
Garden Park Place. Allgauer's in the Park restaurant. It's amazing, as you can just heard.
Would you buy Brett Hundley stock? It's the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.